Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Okay, let me just start by saying, no, I did not have a mole inside the Missoulian offices. Mole, mole. I did not have a mole inside the Missoulian office that only this story was going to be coming. So after the show wrapped up on Friday, I almost forgot about the funniest story of the entire morning. Thankfully, one of your phone calls reminded me of this. I thought it was just hilarious story that was shared by the Billings Gazette. In fact, I wrote a story for our Montana Talks website about it last night. Journalists shocked Native Americans in Montana eat bison. If you missed that story, we covered it on Friday. So after the show wrapped up on Friday, the first thing I do before anything else is I cut a quick little promo that I share with our radio station friends so that if they want to, you know, promote the show over the weekend, they got a fresh promo to run over the weekend. And I talked about the story about the woke white liberals just being shocked that Native Americans are eating bison. And then I said, we talked about that on Friday. What are we going to talk about on Monday? Oh, you just wait. Something to that effect. And so if you heard that promo, you were probably thinking, okay, Aaron, you knew about this story ahead of time. You knew the story was going to drop. No, I just knew there would be something crazy to talk about here on a Monday, especially when we got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. So here you go. This is another story from the woke white liberals at the Lee newspapers here in Montana. This is a quote from the headline in the Missoulian. Pets contribute to greenhouse gases like us. Here's how to reduce their carbon paw print. No joke. I remember seeing a story just like this in one of the UK newspapers a while back. It was blaming your household pets for climate change. You got a cat? You got a dog? Ooh, climate change. Better not have pets anymore. And anyway, so I shared this Missoulian story on our Montana Talks website, and some of the comments that are coming in are absolutely hilarious. I'll share some of those. Plus, we've got the phone lines open for you, 406-294-0970. But yeah, imagine being one of these climate alarmists, and you're driving around in your favorite hatchback in Missoula right now. You're burning carbon dioxide as you drive to your favorite hiking trail. You've got three dogs in the back. And then you get this news that you can't have pets because of climate change? I mean, you refuse to have kids because of climate change. And now they're telling you to ditch your beloved pets, too. One of the comments as I shared this story on Facebook, let's see, who was it? Barry Fernand said this. Wait. Bill Gates just said that climate change is not an issue. It's no longer an issue, according to Bill Gates. So maybe the Missoulian didn't get the memo yet. All right. If your dogs are barking, well, they probably heard about this story in the Missoulian. Phone lines are open for you. Back right after this.
Securing America.
As ICE expands immigration enforcement to the Charlotte area, Trump administration border czar Tom Homan is again stressing why immigration laws are so important. He says the issue begins with a simple principle.
It's not okay to enter the country legally. It's a crime.
Homan stressing during a recent appearance before reporters that a more secure border saves lives.
The stronger the border is, the stronger our national security is. Because we now have a pretty good hand on who's coming in, what's coming in, where it's coming in, why it's coming in.
He also says that as ICE expands its operations, it will come across more migrants who believe they're safe in so-called sanctuary cities.
Rather than giving us the bad guy in the safety and security of a jail, they release him in the community. We go in the community and find him. When we find him, many times we're with others. Others in the United States illegally. Well, guess what? They're going to get arrested, too.
Class action suits have been filed claiming ICE has violated the Fourth Amendment by making warrantless arrests. Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Business travel doesn't have to mean long lines and lost time. With Cape Air, you're in control. Fast check-in and easy boarding. Park just steps from the terminal. Skip the crowds and stay on schedule. fly local, and keep air service strong in our communities while staying connected with convenient flights through Billings. Cape Air, smart, efficient, and built for business. Book now at capeair.com.
At Audion Hearing, our mission is simple, to make better hearing affordable for everyone. This Black Friday, enjoy exclusive savings on our high-quality, rechargeable hearing aids. Clear, comfortable, and ready to use right out of the box. And here's a study worth hearing. Research shows that wearing hearing aids can reduce your risk of dementia by up to 61%. Join over 1 million happy customers and shop Black Friday deals before they're gone at audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Hey, I think we can all agree that our nation is at a turning point. No matter where you sit on the big issues of the day, our nation is at a turning point. But maybe you are looking for a personal turning point in your life as well. You want to eat less. You want to drink less. Whatever it may be. Let me tell you about Billings Last Diet. This isn't just a program that makes you look better for a vacation during spring break. This isn't just a program that gets you skinny for that wedding photo or the 20-year reunion. This program is life-changing. This program will lead to a turning point in your personal life. Not only will you lose the weight, but it's about being around for your kids and your grandkids. It's about being healthy. I'll tell you what, Billings Last Diet, we've got listeners who've lost over 100 pounds. I lost over 33 pounds in 3 months, and people have lost weight even faster. BillingsLastDiet.com or call them right now, 406-294-6751.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
I can't wait to hear what John in Kalispell has to say about climate change and pets. By the way, have you guys heard some of the crazy stories out of Brazil where the latest climate alarmist summit took place? If I have time, we'll share some of those with you. There's some just hilarious stories featuring the climate alarmist activists who, by the way, had to tear down part of the rainforest in Brazil to make a road for their little climate summit. Hey, yeah, no joke. Wait till you hear that one. Let's see. Montana newspaper blames your pets for climate change. This was the Missoulian Report. Pets contribute to greenhouse gases like us. Here's how to reduce their carbon paw print. Eric Reinhardt says, what do you expect? It's Missoula. I mentioned Barry Fernand said, wait a minute, Bill Gates just said that climate change is not an issue. Sandy Smolik says, oh, it's because AOC was in Mizzou, isn't it? Spewing her ridiculous info. Richard Moser also jumping on the Bill Gates memo. They evidently did not get the Bill Gates memo where he admitted that climate change was a hoax. And then there's some great photos that people are sharing right now as well. Christy, I hope I pronounced your last name right. Is it Jatilla? Christy Jatilla. She is sharing photos of not just one, not just two, not three, four of her pups sitting on the front seat of her pickup. She says, I might just have to go get a couple more now. Anyway, good stuff. Oh, and then Lynn Walker shared a meme featuring Senator John Kennedy out of Louisiana, referring to the Missoulian, blaming pets for climate change. I'm not saying you're the dumbest person in the world, but you better hope the dumbest person doesn't die. Steve Netscher says, and then they wonder why the print media is becoming more irrelevant each passing day. All right, phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. We'll get to John and Kalispell in just a second, but first, Jane in Fort Smith, first up on the phone lines. Jane, what's on your mind this morning?
I had a question about the COVID. During COVID, everybody received unemployment checks with that extra $600 a week. And now I find that they're asking for all their money back.
Huh. So you know somebody, or you know somebody, or you read about it, or this happened to you, where you got...
We know somebody that this is happening to.
Interesting. So yeah, I pulled up some info on Grok because thankfully our producer, you know, had chatted with you and kind of sent me the basic question here. So I asked Grok, which is Elon Musk's AI platform, and it says most people who received unemployment benefits during COVID-19 do not have to pay them back if they were eligible at the time, but they do say that repayment is required if you were overpaid. So I wonder if maybe your friend had been overpaid by the government, now they're making her pay it back. The government is very good at that, by the way. Is anybody who served in the military before? They're really good at, if they make a mistake, you have to pay for their mistake, right? It doesn't usually work the other way around, right?
Right. So I'm wondering, did that COVID money, that $600 each week, did that come from the state of Montana or did that actually come from the government? Because if they're asking for it back, what fund does it go back into?
Good question. Maybe one of our listeners has the answer. If not, I know who I can go to get an answer. Jane, if you shoot me an email kind of outlining the situation here, what I'll do, I'll forward it to Sarah Swanson, who is the commissioner of the Department of Labor and Industry. I'll bet you she can probably already has an answer for us if I can get the question sent her way.
Okay, that'd be great.
Yeah, all right. Email, well, first off, you can message us on the Montana Talks app. That's always great because then if I miss it, our producer Caden will see it. Or you can email Aaron at MontanaTalks.com, A-A-R-O-N at MontanaTalks.com. All right, great question, Jane. Thanks for the call. Thanks for looking out for your friends. Let's go next to John in Kalispell. John, what's your thoughts, the Missoulian blaming your pets for climate change?
Well, first of all, Missoulian, come on, it's a Missoulian. What a go figure.
Easy target,
secondly,
right?
Exactly. Secondly, if these idiots want to sit and deny pets or limit pets, oh, they're in violation of fair housing, and each and every city and state are required to comply with federal fair housing laws and emotional support animals and or service animals under ADA. And the fact is, the cities can be sued. So if they want to start limiting you on the number of emotional support animals that you were allowed to have, which under fair housing it is unlimited, then go ahead and sue the city and go from there.
I thought it was kind of funny. One of the commenters on the Missoulian Facebook page must be a little more liberal, or maybe not, but she said, factory farms are the reason to blame for climate change. And I was like, look, I'm not going to be one to defend factory farms necessarily, but in theory, factory farms would be more efficient, i.e. they would have a lower carbon footprint. So what do you do if you're a liberal, who doesn't like factory farms but also wants a lower carbon footprint? Ooh, ethical dilemma, huh?
Well, that's part of the point. And really, if these liberals do not want to have climate change or they don't want to contribute, then it's real simple. Just stop breathing and you're perfectly fine. Stop using all the materials, anything out there that actually you're saying contributes to climate change.
Local is more than where you do business. It's how you serve your customers and communities. And for us, it's why we do what we do. At Stockman Bank, we offer convenient, innovative financial solutions backed by the power of quick, informed, local decisions. So you receive the services you need when you need them. We don't just believe in local, we are local. We are Stockman Bank, Montana's brand of banking. Member FDIC.
Did you know that Montana's electric cooperatives have a seat at the table when discussing the state's energy future? The Montana Electric Cooperatives Association is one of 18 members of the Governor's Energy Task Force. The Governor asked the task force to develop actionable plans to increase generation capacity and transmission resources to ensure affordable and reliable electricity for the future. The panel meets monthly, with three subgroups meeting several times each month. Montana's electric cooperatives, they do more than keep the lights on.
When those Montana winds start howling and the nights get long and cold, there's nothing better than high-quality comfort from MyPillow. From the first stitch to the final touch, every MyPillow, MyTowel, and MySlipper is crafted by hardworking men and women. And now's the best time to bring that comfort home, because MyPillow is having their biggest 3-in-1 sale ever. Get MySlippers, any color, any style, for only $39.98, a $110 savings. MyTowels are finally back, a 6-piece set, now only $39.98. And don't miss the limited edition premium My Pillows, made with luxurious Giza cotton. Queen, only $17.98. King, just $19.98. Plus, when your order is over $100, you'll receive free shipping and $100 in free digital gifts. Stay warm this winter with high quality products from My Pillow. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-944-9623 and use promo code FLINT47 for these special offers. That's MyPillow.com, promo code FLINT47.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROAD to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROAD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROAD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, yeah. Flint47, Flint47. That is the code for MyPillow. If you go to the MyPillow website, have you ever had the MyPillow towels? Their towels are incredible, by the way. This wasn't planned, but I'm going to just help a brother out here while we're, or a sister, help a brother or a sister out here while we're on the radio. So the MyPillow towels are incredible. My mom got us some MyPillow towels for Christmas one year. They're like the softest towels, but you know how soft towels, sometimes you're like, man, I swear the towel is not sopping up any of the water. Like, okay, it's nice that the towel is soft, but it's not sopping up any of the water. You got to go get the rougher towel to actually dry yourself off. Not with the MyPillow towels. They're soft and they sop up the water. I'm telling you. So that Flint47 code will come in very handy, especially as we head into the holidays. Let me tell you about another deal. Of course, it was Veterans Day last week. Great Marine Corps veteran in Big Fork, Montana, Lee Ettinger. I met him at Trump's inauguration back in January. And by the way, I meant to, Lee, if you're listening to the show, I meant to send you a message. So they changed up the flavor of the Power Plus Pain Aid product. I really like the new flavor, Lee. It's got like that orange kind of flavor to it. But either way, basically what Power Plus Pain Aid is it's Power Plus Pain Aid. It's an energy drink combined with all natural pain relieving vitamins, and it's all rolled into one product. But here's the deal for you. Enter the code FLINT15, you get 15% off your Power Plus Pain Aid. Go to drinkpowerplus.com. FLINT15 is the code. All right, the Missoulian has an article where they're blaming your pets for climate change. I mentioned how there was this, what was it? It was the COP30 was the climate alarmist summit down in Brazil. Wait till you hear this, Adam Schiff. And by the way, that's figurative in more way than one when you hear about some of the crazy stuff that was going on down at the COP30 climate summit down in Brazil. Here is Mark Morano, who was on with Laura Ingram.
Wow. Well, the big thing that came out yesterday is they want to have a massive global censorship regime. The UN is on record as saying they own the science and they want to partner with Google to make sure everyone only gets search returns. And yesterday they announced a big initiative to go after climate denialism and misinformation online, and that they're trying to basically squelch debate because they know when there's debate, they lose. That and this, Laura, this is actually the biggest news of the day. This conference has no ability to use toilet paper. The UN, which wants to manage our economies 100 years from now and energy, they literally have a memo out to all delegates not to use toilet paper in the toilet. You have to put them in a special bin. They went 6 hours with world leaders having no toilet. This is a disaster. Over 100 countries didn't even bother to commit to their agenda. Yeah. And plus, they clear cut Amazon rainforest for a highway here for this conference.
Oh, man. No joke. These people can't even wipe their own, you know what, these climate alarmists who want to tank our economy. And Laura Ingraham made a great point about them wanting to tank things, even though they couldn't even wipe their own, you know what, with toilet paper during their COP climate summit. I got a chance. That was a clip from Laura Ingraham's program where she was interviewing Mark Morano from the Climate Depot. I got a chance to catch up with Daniel Turner with Power the Future, and he actually was in Brazil while that was taking place. Was it actually, was he there, or was Mark Morano? Anyway, I think Daniel Turner was actually down there. If not, either way, he had some great comments I'll get to here in a second. First, though, let's go to Marilyn in Lolo on the phone lines. Marilyn, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So there's a lady named... the Calvary Group, Mandy Patterson. I think she called in one day when the Joker was on, and I heard her do a show on Tom Schultz's. She's all about these vegan lefties, the Humane Society, PETA, AFPCA. They raise money totally to go after the... They don't want animals being used for anything, not even little pooches around the house. They want farm animals done away with, and no eating animals. No, that's a no-no.
Yeah.
But she did a great long show about it and was talking how it will affect our water, our land, our building permits, all of it. And she's trying to get laws passed to stop them, and we need to pay attention.
No, she is great. She actually spoke. Yeah, I had her on the day before she spoke to the Montana Agro Women. And yeah, I think John Jackson had her on. And then, of course, Tom comes on at 1 o'clock in Missoula. So we're on live right now in Missoula. And then he's on at 1 o'clock. I know he's spoken with her. She is incredible. And she points out how this... You're exactly right, Marilyn, because what Mindy Patterson points out here is how this is all tied in together, and that's why them targeting your pets is a natural evolution, because the far-left environmental extremists, they really don't care about the environment. They don't want you living here. They don't want people having a home on the range. And so they're trying to remove the ranchers from the land, and so they're targeting production agriculture. But they're also – that's why they're going after the circus in some of these left coast towns. It's why they want to ban the rodeo, and they come up with these false claims about what they say rodeo is doing to the animals when they couldn't be further from the truth. And so Mindy Patterson with the Calvary Group, she ties this all in together, how really this all comes back down to them trying to do away with production agriculture. And so that's why they have to blame the animals for climate change. It's really the way that they get you off the land.
Yeah, and well, one other thing too, she's, you know, all these sad fat commercials that they do with the little starving puppy dogs and stuff. All these groups, the money that they raise, it doesn't go to help the dogs, feed them, the little kitty cats and stuff. It goes towards litigation to see to it that you don't have any animals.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Oh, and then the other thing, Tim and Savage pointed this out. In the story, the Missoulian story, where they're blaming pets for climate change, they're also promoting certain products, because that's where these grifters love the climate alarmism, is they figure out a way to sell a product. Oh, let's capitalize off of the fears of the climate alarmists and sell them a product. So what they're really doing is they're hawking vegan pet food. They're claiming that in order for your pet to reduce its climate paw print, they have to eat vegan. So they're pushing the vegan agenda at the same time they're blaming your pets for climate change.
Yeah, well, as usual, we better wake up and fight these people at every turn, because they're coming after us at every turn.
That's right. That's right. Marilyn, great to hear from you. And by the way, we'll be in Missoula on, I think, Wednesday. We'll be broadcasting live from the Montana Farm Bureau Convention in Missoula here later this week. So looking forward to seeing our friends from all across the state attending the Montana Farm Bureau Convention, and our friends in Missoula once again as well. All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Here's part of my conversation with Daniel Turner. He is with Power the Future, and here we are talking about the COP30 summit. I was able to catch up with him much earlier in the morning, I think sometime last week, shortly after that summit had wrapped up. Yeah, so you weren't invited to the Hopi Changey Climate Summit, huh?
I was not. I was quite devastated. This is the 30th annual one. That's why it's called COP30. And so for 30 years now, they have been warning us that time is running out. You know, this is an existential threat. We are in crisis mode. And then 40,000 of them and their closest friends gather and drink wine and cheese. And this is what they do. And they do it multiple times a year, all on someone else's dime. Now, thank goodness for this year, President Trump and his administration refused to let any American federal government people go on their dime. A lot of governors went. Gavin Newsom is there blasting the president, very governly as Gavin Newsom, to go on foreign soil and blast the president. But no federal employees are there, because it's just a colossal waste of time.
Well, Gavin Newsom's probably just mad that, gas prices are now under $3 a gallon, even in states like Montana, where we've got, pretty high gas taxes. And so for gas to be under $3 a gallon, that shows you what President Trump is doing. I'll bet you it's still over $5 in parts of California, huh?
Oh, it is. The state average is $4.70, and that is all because of government. That is nothing remotely to do with energy policy or lack of supply. That's just all bad California policy. And it's even worse in the area of California, because it used to be one of the largest oil producers in the country. It was second after Texas. Now I think it's seventh or eighth. It used to have a number of refineries along up and down the California coast, which have all shut down because they cannot comply with state law. So when you think about it, if you had sound policy, gas should be, I don't want to say free, I'm not trying to be Zoran Mamdani, right? But gas should be relatively inexpensive for Californians, and it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, and yet there he is on foreign soil trashing the American president, who's lowering energy prices for the people of America, the Bernie bros. Well, actually, before we get to the Bernie bros and high tech energy costs and more and affordability, on this COP summit, these guys should just permanently cop a squat and take a seat, because they're constantly wrong with their Hopi Changey climatey predictions, their climate alarmist predictions. Earlier in the week, Evelyn Pyburn with the Big Sky Business Journal was telling us, I had already heard that the South Pole, that Antarctica, the ice was spreading, was growing, but apparently it's happening on the North Pole now too. What have you heard about these reports? Is that accurate?
Yeah, ice levels are at historic highs. And again, we didn't do anything to cause it. We didn't do anything to lead to their decline for a couple of years. We didn't do anything to lead to its increase in a couple of years. It's a lot of hubris just to think that our human existence has that much impact on the planet. Of course, we're good stewards of the earth. I'm a farmer myself, so I always get a little frustrated when people tell me I have to care about land or soil or air or water, because I actually own the stuff, right? I don't need a bunch of urbanites in San Francisco telling me that I have to love
this
the earth.
This is where Montana Talks Ag with Lane Nordlund.
President Trump on Friday abruptly ended U.S. tariffs on beef and several other imported foods from other countries, reversing one of his hallmark trade policies amid growing concern over high grocery prices. The price of beef in grocery stores has been a particular concern for the president and said he intended to take action to try and lower the price. The president's tariff on Brazilian beef was as high as nearly 77%. By removing the beef tariffs, the administration says they aim to increase imported beef supplies, especially from Brazil and Argentina, ease price pressure in the U.S. market, and reduce trade friction ahead of new agreements with Latin American partners. Food and nutrition groups welcome the rollback, noting that import taxes were an important contributor to the supply chain costs. But ranchers in the countryside say the move to import beef from South America is not the solution. In addition to removing tariffs on foreign beef, the president signed an executive order that also removes tariffs on tea, fruit juice, cocoa, spices, bananas, oranges, tomatoes, and certain fertilizers. Some of the products covered aren't produced in the U.S., and the administration says that tariffs meant to spur domestic production had little effect, but reducing the tariffs will still likely mean lower prices for consumers, the White House added. I'm Lane Nordlund.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ROAD to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime, right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ROAD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ROAD for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Are you making these two deadly mistakes with your emergency food supply? The first mistake is not having an emergency food supply to begin with. The second mistake is buying an emergency food supply, but not having a way to cook the meals in an emergency. That's why My Patriot Supply created the Black Friday Survival Special. It comes with a four-week food supply, plus $150 worth of free gifts, including everything you need to prepare your emergency meals, like a cook stove, fuel, fire starters, plus a water purifier, bug out bag, and more. It's the complete survival kit your family needs to ride out natural disasters, civil unrest, or worse. Plus, it makes a great Christmas gift, but it's only available through Black Friday. So head over to MyPatriotSupply.com to check out everything that's included. With all the uncertainty in the world, disaster preparedness is more important than ever. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get prepared today. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
One of life's simple pleasures is relaxing in a comfortable, functional, and beautiful recliner. Well, the folks at Juro's have you covered with a quality, American-made Golden Lift chair. Choose from their showroom selection or have one custom designed with heat, massage, neck, and lumbar support. Then add a gorgeous fabric. You may never want to get up, but if you do, these chairs can lift you from sitting to standing with a touch of a button. Stop by Juro's today and ask about care credit financing and white glove delivery. Juro's Pharmacy Health and Wellness, 2043 Grand Avenue in Billings.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
The other thing I was talking with Daniel Turner about was the Bernie Bros, Bernie Sanders and the Bernie Bros. Oh, now they're pretending to care about the high price of electricity. They're pretending to care about affordability. Their Green New Deal policies of the Biden regime drove up national electricity inflation 30% increase in national electricity inflation during the 4 years of the Joe Biden, John Tester regime. But now Bernie's pretending to care about the high price of electricity. Why? Because Bernie wants to block business. Bernie wants to block capitalism. And so he can sit back and say, oh, well, we can't have new data centers. We can't have these new businesses because energy is too expensive. You are the reason energy is too expensive. Just like you destroyed healthcare with Obamacare, and then the Bernie bros helped bring us the Green New Deal, which pushed all this wind and solar on the grid. It's more expensive. It's less reliable. No wonder electricity got so stinking expensive. But now they pretend to care about the high price of electricity. On the phone lines, we've got our friend Ray Thompson. Ray, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
Well, yes, thank you, Aaron. Thank you so much for your program. It means so much to us here in Montana, and we do appreciate it. I just wanted to, while we were talking about insurance and what's happened to it, and it is horrible. When I first came up here with Summit Toll in 1979 and started and looked into getting insurance for my employees, I was told to me that I had to, it was required to have maternity benefit. It was a state law that I had to include that in the health insurance that the company was buying for the employee, which the employee put in 30% and the company put in 70%. But anyway, because that pushed the price up a lot, I said, no, we're not going to do that. Well, it's a law. You have to do that. Well, I broke the law because I had the company pay for any new babies born to any employees in the company. And so it was hard for them to enforce the law when the company took care of it all, not the insurance company.
Interesting. So you said, no, yes. I'm going to take care of the That's families right. that have babies. I'm not going to give the money to some third party so they can maybe give some of the money back.
And not just maybe. I had a bunch of employees that we had to pay maternity benefit. They were 50 years old, 60 years old. How does that work?
Well, there's some biblical stories. you don't see it too often in today's day and age. But that,
so, yeah.
Ray, this is... This is fascinating. Those who don't know, if you're new to Montana, Ray Thompson is just a Montana legend and just a great guy. And go to Sykes Diner and listen to Ladine play the piano, and it's just you'll feel like you're in heaven. But Ray is the founder of SemiTool, which is then got bought out by Applied Materials, still a big employer in the Flathead. When he found out that he had a bunch of employees that were driving from Libby to Kalispell on snowy, icy roads just to find work at SemiTool, he said, whoa. He says, why don't we just build a shop in Libby, and then you can work from the shop in Libby instead of braving the roads every winter? And so that's the kind of guy who is. I never even knew this story.
I know.
But this is so symbolic.
It was kind of fun. Exactly. And that way goes way back. I don't know how that applies today, but it goes back way back there. They had, I'm saying it was a Montana law that the companies for health insurance had to include that, maternity. And I figured, how are they going to enforce that when the company pays the full bill for any babies born into that?
You're paying cash. How many hospitals would love to take cash right now instead of insurance?
Yes. And it was actually worked out a very nice thing to do because it made us part of the family, and that was really good.
And you had loyal workers and loyal employees, which made you a better company.
I hired a few guys, several guys actually, that were retired. They were here. They were machinists. And they were living here because, it's a wonderful place to live. And they wanted to work just, not full time. And that was just fine with me. And they were actually very great to show the young guys how to do their work. And back then we had a lot of mechanical, we didn't have the automatic machines. They were all manual, and so it was a, really worked out really well. I had a number of guys that came from the high school in the afternoon, went to school in the morning, and came out to work for me in the afternoon. So good, good stuff. Great people. Great people.
Well, you said something a minute or so ago. You said, I don't know how this story applies to today. I know exactly how it applies to today, because that's what this Obamacare debate is right now in Congress. President Trump is saying, whoa. What, the Democrats want to take our money, the taxpayers' money, and give it right to the insurance companies, whether you use it's like your example of the 50, 60-year-old woman that's not going to have babies. Why do you have to spend for maternity insurance for them, right? And if you have an employee that has a baby, you're just going to pay for it with cash. That's what President Trump is saying right now, is the Democrats want to take our money, put us deeper into debt by subsidizing Obamacare, which drives up costs further and makes care worse. Trump is saying, let's just give the cash right back to the people, and they spend it how they need it for actual care. That's what you did with your business, and that's what this businessman is wanting to do for our country.
It's a good plan.
Wow. Well, that's awesome.
So anyway, that's right. And your AFP guy, and that's like a great organization. And he's fighting the battle for us as well, very much so.
That's right. Yeah, we talked about that with Henry Kriegel with AFP Montana on the Montana Talks podcast, if you missed it. Well, Ray Thompson, always an honor to hear from you. And in fact, I recorded a podcast, a video podcast recently. I'm not ready to launch it yet, but Ray is going to be one of the first when we finally unveil that, and for a great reason. What a great guy he is. And I didn't even know that story. I would have brought that one up for sure on the video podcast. Ray, it's an honor. Nice surprise phone call. Thanks for calling in. Next up, let's go to Frank in Evergreen. Frank, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Well, I want to talk about the Evergreen Correctional Pre-Release Center. It wasn't really welcomed, but now we're stuck with it. We're going to have to figure out what we're going to do. The sheriff was even in favor of it because it's kind of a no man's land back there. If anyone escapes, it's used to be a dead end street in the Kalispell city limits, and then of course they had to redesignate that section of the highway from the viaduct top of the way up to the bridge, going east, about a mile long drive, for federal funding to do the infrastructure and everything. And after all was said and done, and it did make improvements, that highway stretch for a mile there was called the Green Mile because of all the deaths and everything. But back there in Green Village Apartments and that area right there in their retirement center, that was a dead, it's still called a dead end street.
Oh, okay. So you think it's not a good location? So you believe it's not a good site then for the pre-release center, or I guess what's your point?
Well, the point is there is I think we could have phase two where everyone could be happy, and I think it'd probably give hope to these young prisoners, and that is to bore a hole through the hillside, up to the backside of Lawrence Park, up to the golf course up at Buffalo Hill by the clubhouse. And the surgeons can come out in the night.
All right. Sounds like a guest opinion column for the next issue of the Missoulian. All right, Frank, thanks for the call. We got other callers on the phone line we got to get to here as well. Speaking of the Missoulian, this is hilarious. I'm just now seeing this message on the Montana Talks app. We were telling you about how the Missoulian is lecturing people about how your pets are causing climate change. Casey in Kalispell says, you know, that story in the Missoula paper sounds like an invitation for Haitian immigrants. So that was from Casey in Kalispell. Dwayne says this, global warming and paw prints. Wow, it's sure nice, sarcasm, to see that the People's Republic of Missoula is still in contention with Bozeman for liberal nut job of the month. Remember when it used to be just the Bobcat and Grizz game? Yeah, that's coming up this Saturday, by the way, in Missoula. Better not have any pets out at the tailgates for that one. Speaking of football, wait till you hear some stats. Stand by.
Looking for your next adventure? Cape Air is hiring full-time and part-time customer service and ramp agents to join the team in our Sydney location. Enjoy flexible hours, flight benefits, and an incredible opportunity to launch your career in aviation. Whether you're just starting out or looking for a change, join a passionate team where the sky isn't the limit, it's just the beginning. Apply today at capeair.com/careers. That's capeair.com/careers. Cape Air, your wings to a brighter future.
At your kitchen table, every dollar counts. But in Helena, Senator McCamey voted for a 13.5% budget blowout. That's not fiscal restraint. That's government on a spending spree with your wallet. Great Falls families make tough choices every day. It's time Wendy McCamey did the same. Visit AFPMontana.com, paid for by Americans for Prosperity.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint, weekday mornings from 9 to 10. We've got you covered with the latest issues, listener calls, and in-depth interviews. Listen online with the Montana Talks app. Montana Talks, powered by Montana Electric Cooperatives Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperatives, they do more than keep the lights on for you.
Thank you for voting the Martial Arts Academy as the Billings Gazette Reader's Choice for 2025. The Martial Arts Academy was established in 2001 and teaches Taekwondo and Judo and self-defense mixed in. Martial Arts Academy Billings can help you or your family member develop confidence, discipline, focus, and awareness beginning as young as age 5. Call 406-591-9000 or visit them at 528 Lake Elmo Drive in the Heights. Try a couple of free classes at Martial Arts Academy of Billings.
From the Mattress Firm Studio, this is KBUL News Talk AM 970 and 103.3 FM. Home of Montana Talks with Aaron Flint and the biggest names in talk radio 24 hours a day. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. Plus, you can message us on the Montana Talks app if you've got something you want to talk about and you want to be heard all across Montana, give us a ring. Or if you don't really care about being heard all across Montana, just pretend you're just calling in and talking to a couple of friends. It makes it easier. I always forget how many people are listening to the show, and then I go to public events, and I'm like, holy cow, we've got a lot of listeners to this program. But it's so fun to get a chance to hear from friends all across Montana. Let's go next to Ron in Big Fork. Ron, what's on your mind? Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, good morning. I just want to raise an issue that is becoming increasingly disturbing. A lot of corporations have their customer service lines going to various countries in Asia, Southeast Asia, and sometimes you have to give them sensitive credit card information, and I'm a little fed up with it. I called my health care provider today, and I said I want to speak to a U.S. rep. After 10 calls, I just gave up. You know, instead of hiring all these foreign nationals, why don't we do something, turn it into something positive? Years ago, I dealt with a number of companies who had stay-at-home moms with kids that could do customer service from their home, make a living, and it worked out really well. And I don't understand why corporate America doesn't wake up to this. They're just angering their customers.
Yeah, good point. Or, like, imagine if you didn't have to go through a third party to get basic health care in the first place. Imagine if you just had the cash in your pocket, the cash in your bank account, and you could just go straight to... I mean, that's exactly what President Trump is talking about right now. Whereas the Democrats are literally wanting to take your money out of one pocket and shove it into the insurance company's pockets, whether you get health care or not. I mean, it's just so blatantly obvious what the debate is right now.
Well, I called Ryan Zinke's office this morning and pitched a complaint, and I'll see what he has to say about it. We'll probably hear that there's not much they can do about it, but corporate America ought to start turn this into a positive. Let's hire some stay-at-home moms with kids and let them do the customer service. In my experience, they've done a great job. And as you know, I'm pretty conservative, so I'm not a liberal screaming as a...
Think about this. So last week, I don't know if you heard when we had Mike Rowe on the show, the dirty jobs guy. We had just an awesome exclusive interview with him when he was in Great Falls. He actually called us from Great Falls on the show. But they were talking – he was – you know, the governor was talking about how in this 406 jobs report that just got unleashed last week, 100,000 working age, apparently able-bodied adults in Montana are not in the workforce. 100,000. Some very good reasons, right, for not being in the workforce. If I remember correctly, Sarah Swanson, the Department of Labor commissioner, the commissioner for the Department of Labor and Industry, when we were at the Montana Equipment Dealers Convention, we had a panel discussion after our live show wrapped up. And there was actually a very interesting back and forth about that, about this number, about people that aren't back in the workforce. 50,000, if I remember right, are former prisoners, former inmates. And so you think, when you think about it, like when Ron's saying, hey, why don't we have American people doing this? Why couldn't we have former prison inmates doing jobs like that? Gets them a paycheck. Gets them, you know, a productive job in the society, or you know, or pick your other jobs. Anyway, I thought that was very interesting. You know, when you add that number in. And in fact, I need to go back and read that whole 406 jobs report to see what some of the other big takeaways were. It was fascinating to hear Mike Rowe's take and the governor's take, though, on that topic. Ron, thanks for calling in. Great to hear from you. Before we run out of time here. Let's end on a light note here with, you know, we mentioned the Cat-Grizz game coming up this Saturday. Well, also this Friday and Saturday are the big high school football state championship games. And the Montana High School Class B football state championship isn't until Saturday, but a record has already been broken. According to Montana Class B football's Facebook page, Saturday's game between Three Forks and Manhattan is the closest traveled game in state history. After Three Forks knocked out the Glasgow Scotties over the weekend, they now take on Manhattan right down the road from them for the state championship. So here's what the Class B football Facebook page shared. A quick note about the 2025 state championship game. With 12 miles separating the towns, this is the record for the closest Class B towns for a state championship game. The previous closest was Loyola at Florence in 2022, which was 19 miles. And so one of the commenters on their Facebook page says, I sure hope they rent some bleachers because it is going to be a well-attended game, especially with both towns able to show up in force, given the closeness. Billings West has a 430-mile one-way drive to Glacier High in Kalispell for their AA state championship game. Frenchtown hosting Billings Central, so Billings Central has a 360-mile drive. But then they're already in Missoula for Cat-Grizz on Saturday. 489 miles if you're coming from Drummond as part of the Flint Creek eight-man team to take on Scobie Opine for the championship there. And then only a 200-mile drive if you're going from Chester to Grass Range for the six-man state championship game. They're only 200. You're used to that in Chester. Come on
if
now.
If you've been to another dental implant center, come see Dr. Larson before you make your final decision. You need to compare apples to apples. The high-tech materials they use and the fully digital process that they've developed are far superior to most other offices. The folks at Yellowstone Family Dental have one of the most advanced implant centers in the entire United States. I know. I personally toured their facility and met with their team. Come see why people travel from great distances for this world-class treatment. If you've been putting off this treatment, now is the time to take advantage of their special promo, a whopping $7,700 off a full set of implant-supported bridges. One price, one doctor, one location, even the IV sedation is included. The consultation and 3D scan are free. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com, to see their process and hear testimonials from their satisfied patients. Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk statewide.